100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you'd hear one of my lousy stories, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's why I post the topic, and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was nasal spray, so let's just get going and hear us some stories. First up, one by Ellie. Ellie, tell us a story.
She listened to a rapid, pounding heartbeat, heard her rasping breath, an excessive, excruciating coughing echoing out into the air, saw her weakened hands shake and shudder. She felt awful. It was her fault. It was always her fault. She'd insisted that she was ill to get the sick leave she'd wanted. Jerry never found out about Rick, and every morning her husband left for work none the wiser about what went on after he left. Of course, this meant she had to pretend to be sick and actually use the medicine Jerry got her. And now she'd overdosed. Fucking nasal spray.
Remember, if you're going to fake illness to cheat on your spouse, break a limb. It's much easier to show off, and you get a cool cast that your wanton lover can sign. Wait, who is that? I don't recognize them. Thank you, Ellie. Next up is Ra. I wonder if she recorded her story, if the midget's going to have to come crawling out. And nope, midget's got to come back, too, right out of the... What? Nardo, you want to read? Yeah? You want to read, huh? Okay. Nardo's going to read the next one. He might sound like the midget. Yeah, hello. Good boy.
Jaylon and Nick were the best of friends. Matching inhalers. Matching bifocals. Matching list of allergies. Now they were sick together. We couldn't. The germs. Quiet, Nick. Jaylon is always the brave one, Nick thought. It's our only hope of survival. Both stared at the bottle of Flonase. I had to forget mine, didn't I? Nick sighed. I'll go first. Jaylon picked up the bottle and dosed. Now you! Nick started to refuse, but saw the determination in Jaylon's eyes. With solemn gaze, he dosed. They huddled together for the last moments, until their mothers called them in for supper.
Oh, sharing inhalers! Gross!
At least they weren't corprophage, brothers. That, well, I'm not going to talk about. That's part of the terms of the settlement with the Cub Scouts. Thank you, Ra. Next up is Zachman. Let's hear what he's got about nasal spray.
Nasal spray? Nasal spray. I never like to hear you wheezing. I never like to see you this way. I never want you on me sneezing. I only want to hear you breathing clearly. Have some nasal spray. Nasal spray, nasal spray. Oh, baby, I know, it can be addictive, but try some nasal spray. Sometimes we all reach for the medicine cabinet for colds like yours today. I am not saying prayer can't help you, but God gave us nasal spray. Ah-choo, 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 ah-choo. I only want to stop your wheezing. Please have some nasal spray.
Thank you, Zach, man. What a fine poem that was. Almost made me want to go out and get nasal spray and wax poetically by stuffing wax in my nose. Oh, sorry. I'm just a little confused these days. Speaking of confusion, A.M. Early has returned. I wonder if she can record. I hope so. The midget's really tired. I think he's overdosed on nasal spray, too. A.M. Early, wake up, rise and shine.
June frantically, blindly, searched her purse. One robber had a gun to her head, the other trained a gun on her husband. No one watched her hands. She pulled out her nasal spray, aimed it for the robber's face, and gave him 2 eyefuls in 1 blast. She easily subdued him and called 911, as her husband knocked the other robber to the ground. After the police arrived and the paperwork was handled, June apologized for insisting on taking the shortcut. "It didn't ruin our anniversary, June. It reminded me why I love you, Mrs. Badass."
Ha 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 ha. It's always her fault. Ha, I knew it. Well, she should have had a gun in her purse. Oh, sorry. Thank you, A.M. Next up is Steven the Nuclear I just want to say something. Goody Gumdrops! He's back. Actually, when was the last time you had a gumdrop? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to go to the store during my walk today and get some gumdrops. Oh, no, that'll totally ruin my diet. Sorry. Steven the Nuclear Man and his story right now.
The alien sneezed onto my faceplate, and Karen gagged. I shrugged in my spacesuit. They think it's weird we move air to communicate. My suit was already translating the booger's message for us. With this planet's wind, you couldn't hear someone talking. The mucus transmission of pheromones...
I have a doctorate in xenobiology. Don't mansplain it to me.
I realized I'd blown any chance of a date. And then I saw the nude human. Garner's gone all nature hippie. Garner approached one of the aliens. Karen gasped.
Oh, crap. He's got allergies.
Garner sneezed on the alien.
Ew, gross. Alien sneezing. Oh, thank you, Stephen. An interesting image there, just remember. We come in peace. Achoo! Oh, sorry. Next up is Chris the Nuclear Kid. Yes, it runs in the family. Runs with mucus. Let's hear what Chris has before we get the Kleenex or the Puffs. Are you a Kleenex, Puffs, or generic type out there? You tell me in the comments. Or not. No one ever uses the comments. No one. Oh, wait. Maybe I should approve of you. Oh, my God. There are too many comments. Oh, sorry. Here's Chris.
The booger's in my nose. I could not smell anything. As I walked through the door, I felt something ooze from my nose. I turned to face the bathroom mirror and saw a glob of green. It oozed even faster, getting bigger, and fell off. But it was as big as a basketball. It started to wiggle, so I backed away. Then, as the thing took form, it looked like a humanoid. It started to move towards me, but I grabbed the nasal spray and sprayed the thing. After a while, there was nothing but a pile of green. Thank goodness there had been a drain.
Whew, drain. I was worried that it was only a dream. You have to experience some puddles of green, I tell you. I see puddles of green. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Chris. Next up is one by Tom. Remember, the lessons on how to write 100-word stories may be over, but isn't life one big lesson? Let's listen in with Tom and hear what he's got.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called For Want of a Sneeze, the War Was Lost. Professor Amyl Nitrate had unearthed an ancient scroll in a tomb in southern China. After much analyzation by his colleagues, the document was authenticated as the work of Sun Tzu, author of The Art of War. What made this scroll so astonishing that the description within were absent from any existing versions of The Art of War? The title of the scroll was The Art of Sneezing. It describes how a warrior may use nasal spray to disarm an adversary. A rare spice from Xu Yang caused a strong irritant in the nose, but greater in the eyes. Snot bad.
It's not bad indeed, Tom. I enjoyed that one. Thank you for sharing. But you may want to cover your nose. Oh, man, I'm just petting my buddy here. He's just hanging out with me as I listen to all these and share them with you. Yeah, he's a good boy. Yeah? You're looking mighty skinny these days, but good news is, pill pockets are working, and he's enjoying the antacids, and I just give him a little bit every day, and we haven't had to mop up any pools of glug. So he's keeping it down, and so that way he's getting all of his foods. Yes, hello, buddy. Yeah, he's a good boy. Oh, well. That's enough Nardo time. Now I'm done petting him. I'm going to hold... Yeah, he's going to bite my arm at some point. He's like, you stop petting me? Arr! The loyalty of cats. What? What are you staring at me for? Next up is Danny, and I think he's got some good news to share.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. With my entry for Weekly Challenge 264, nasal spray. So here we go. Damn these allergies. I've tried corticosteroid, topical decongestant, antihistamine, and natural saline nasal sprays, as well as a combined use of all sprays. Even with a combined use of all nasal sprays, it feels like I'm on a roller coaster. The topical decongestant causes obscene swelling and damages the delicate mucous membranes in the nose. The corticosteroids reverse that swelling, but dries out my nose, which the natural nasal spray relieves. I'm certain the nasal spray companies have conspired together to make products that each create problems the other products solve. Then I finally realized, just get rid of the dog.
Thank you, Danny. You didn't include the good news. You're supposed to sneak it in there. Like, hey, okay. I'll let you put it in the comments, man. I don't want to ruin the surprise, even though I probably already have ruined the surprise. But still, you got to let people know the good news. You know, you share the bad times, you share the good times. It's balance and all that, even though there are usually more bad times than good times. Especially with podcasting. It's like, yeah, we haven't had any episodes for a few months. We kind of had to pawn our fingers to pay for electricity, and we couldn't get bandwidth, so we're here at the local library recording on tin cans and using the ancient, you know, pottery techniques to record with a stylus and having to play it back on tinfoil. And see? You gotta share the good news. Okay, I'll let you do it. Speaking of good news, it's almost time for winter to end up in North Dakota, which means TJ is thawing all of his various body parts out, and he can finally get clean clothes off the line. You know, you should not air dry your clothes in 100 degrees below. Actually, with global warming, it's only 80 below. Oh, well. Oh, sorry. I need to stop the cold jokes and North Dakota jokes and make fun of Minnesota. Wouldn't that be fun?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. I'm very pleased the weather is nice enough for me to have my windows open for the first time in far too long. And this is Overheard. You've gotten them mixed up again.
I did not. Spencer Tracy was a detective.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
No, you're thinking of Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy was an actor.
No, Dick Tracy was a comic book detective from the 1930s. Spencer Tracy was an actor.
Maybe Spencer Tracy played Dick Tracy?
No, that was Warren Beatty.
Oh, I see. Spencer Tracy was in Gone with the Wind.
No, he was in Inherit the Wind. Warren Beatty was in Dick Tracy.
Please! This is a family podcast.
Excuse me. Got to. Clean Diet Coke off of everything.
Actually, this isn't a family podcast. I have the explicit tag on it because of racy stories like that. Oh, he cut it off, didn't he? Man, how am I supposed to get my fun on Sunday mornings? I know, I can go to church. Not. What do you think, Nardo? You're not sure. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, TJ, there. I just, you know... family podcast. I know that there are some people that are trying to learn English using it, which, God help us all, the new world economy with people with nasal spray. I don't know. I'm horribly confused, but that's okay. I'm going to go for a walk and inflict my horrible confusion upon the world. Before I do that, I need to share with you something. Something special. By Norval Joe. Blow that mouthpipe!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 264 with a prompt of nasal spray. Here's my story. Gilbert slammed his textbook shut with a curse and swiped at his watering eyes with the back of his sleeve. These allergies are going to make me fail my English final, he sniffed wetly and searched for a Kleenex. Throwing the soggy tissue into a waste basket, he stumbled into the bathroom and found his roommate's bottle of nasal spray. The first day they shared the room, Gilbert promised to never touch his friend's medication. Experimental, Gilbert scoffed. If it works for Jerry, it'll work for me. Along with the antibodies to hold zombieism in recession came Jerry's infectious germs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yay! We're going to see him next week. Woohoo! Yay! Because a week without Norval Joe is a week without... Okay, I need to come up with something. What do you think, Nardo? A week without Norval Joe is a week without... Yes! Cat treats. He's a very smart cat. Hello, buddy. Yeah, no, keep whining around. That brings us to our final story of the week. Before I do that, I need to say thank you, Norval Joe. Nardo, you want to say thank you? He's my buddy. He's my co-pilot. He's hanging in there. He's doing all right. He's a little skinny, but, you know, pinch your tummy. Oh, yeah. Ooh, good boy. Oh, yeah. I should make a movie of me petting him, because he is such a friendly boy. He's not biting me. Get you right behind the ear. There you go. All right, so thank you, Norval Joe. And one more story, and unfortunately it's by Planet Z, so most of you have probably already turned off the podcast now and are returning to, well, you're probably rewinding and listening to that racy story by TJ. But he can open the windows now. He can open the windows now and let out the screams. Sorry. Planet Z.
Ladies and gentlemen, hard times have hit the big top. The circus is coming to run. The elephant's allergies are acting up, and we can't afford nasal spray. The ringmaster's pawned his rings, so he wears those black gloves all the time, so his love, the bearded lady, don't notice it. Try the cotton candy. Tastes funny, don't it? They're using a cotton poly blend now. And the trapeze act out of Lebanon. The flying Mohammeds. Somehow they got on the no-fly list. Damn this 9/11 bullshit. The Calliope's missing a few notes, and the goddamn clown car has run out of gas. Everybody get out and push.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about nasal spray. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's website, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be a pick two, this is Lawrence Simon saying, keep it brief.